Welcome, everybody. Shin number 856. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we spoke about last time in reference to the differentiation between Bracha Rishayna, Bracha Achrayna, first Bracha, after Bracha, in reference to how it pertains to Shinoi Makai, meaning if one changes their place. Let's say, again, somebody made a Shahakol, Bar Priya Dhamma, Bar Priya Eitz. Now they went out of their house. That's it. They went outside. They went down the block or whatever the case is. Even if they had to go take their child off the bus is beeping. They go outside, right? Oh, how are you? Whatever. They take the child off the bus. Now the problem is when they come back in, Shahakol, Ha Dhamma, and Ha Eitz, they would need a new bracha. In general, so now the question is like this. So, but again, if you went out of the house, going from room to room, we said in general, it's one should try and have a mind that before they start eating. But if somebody didn't, the Mishnah Berurah said by Shahakol who ate and Adama, even room to room in the house, even upstairs and downstairs in the house, in general, but the Yevid, one would not have to remake the bracha. Okay, so now the question was, what about by Mizonos? We said by Mizonos, we spoke about that share a few days ago. In reference to Mizonos, I'm sitting and eating cake, cookies. Now if I go outside, right, I have to go take the child off the bus, I go bring out the garbage, I go down the block a minute, whatever, I go out of the house, I leave the house. Now when I come back, we said one would not have to remake the bracha. Now, when you make a Mizonos, halacha l'mais, you have to make it the al hamichya in the place where you ate, whereby the other foods, shahakol huadama and ho'eitz, halacha l'mais, you do not have to make it where you ate. You're supposed to make it right away as a good thing, but it's not halacha l'mais. Halacha l'mais by Mizonos and hamotzi, you must make it where you ate. Good. But if you left the house, so since you have to make it where you ate, the bracha achrayna, you can now come back and you would not need a new bracha to continue. We need the cookies, cake, or whatever it is that a person might be eating. Now, what I want to explain today, it was brought to my attention, which is something we spoke about in reference to bread, but we didn't really talk about it by Mizonos, and that is if somebody only ate a little piece, let's say I washed for bread, for example, I only took a half a gazayas, right? I took a little, small little bite, enough where I made my hamotzi, I took a little, small little bite, fine, no problem, but I didn't eat it, so the bracha is good. I swallowed it, like we spoke about, everything is good, but I did not eat a gazayas of the bread. So if you didn't eat a kazayas of the bread, now you went outside, right? A person left, and when you come back, even if you came back right away, I left for a minute or two, I went outside the house, now when I come back, I have to remake another bracha. Because of the fact that since the person did not eat a full kazayas, the bracha, the bread was never chal. In other words, the fact that you have to, that when you eat lechem, that when you eat bread, you don't need shinan makam, and it's, why? Because it's established in the place, you have to come back and bench, but that was never established. It's only established when you're eating the kazayas. In other words, once I eat the kazayas, I swallow the kazayas of bread, I now establish the place whereby I have to come back to bench, and therefore if I go outside, right, I go outside of my house, when I come back, I don't have to make a new hamotzi. I could just continue. So the same thing is by Mizonos. If it's by bread, kal v'chomer by Mizonos. So meaning what? So if I, let's say I'm eating pretzels, for example, right? So Rabbanan brings down on page 77 in his Kazayas Sefer that let's say the regular long pretzels, a person eats a few long pretzels. So you need a 1.5 rods. He says 1 plus another half of a rod. The regular size long pretzels. I'm not talking about the small ones now. The regular size long ones. So you need 1.5. Once you have 1.5, you have a Kazayas. And if you ate that under a 4-minute period, right? If you ate that, the 1.5 pretzels of the long rods and the regular size, we're talking about the regular size. I don't know if they make different sizes, but the regular long sizes that they sell. So if somebody ate that under a 4-minute period, so then they have to make a al hamichya. Fine. So, but let's say a person started eating Mizonos and I only ate half of this pretzel, right? So you need 1 plus another half for a kazayas. So if you only eat half of the whole pretzel, That's not even half a kazayas. You did not eat the kazayas. So let's say a person started eating Mizonos. Sit down to eat my bag of pretzel. I ate half the pretzel, which is not a kazayas. Now I had to run out. The bus is here, whatever. I had to go, somebody's calling me. I had to go get a package, right? UPS, whatever. They're by the other house. I'm going to go outside, go down the block, get my package, come back. So I'm coming right back. The person's going to say, well, I'm eating Mizonos, right? So we know by Mizonos, you established a place in there before. You do not have have to make another bracha. There's no shinei makom. But what we want to establish today, we want to explain, just like by bread, if you ate less than a kezayis, you come back, you have to make a new bracha. There is shinei makom. The fact, the halachas of changing place, whereby you have to remake the first bracha, do apply by bread. So the same thing they apply by mizonos. So let's just sum up what we have for today. If somebody's eating mizonos, right, pretzels, cookies, cake, whatever they're eating, but if you left the house, after you ate a kezayis, fine, I ate a kezayis, 1, 2, 3, fine. So now when I come back, I establish the place, and a kezayis, I should have b'chdei achilas pras, under a 4-minute period. That's right. I ate my kezayis under a 4-minute period. I established the place. Now when I come back, I don't have to remake the bracha. But if I did not eat a kezayis, of whether it's bread, whether it's cake, cookies, mizonos, it doesn't make a difference, right? Even though the halach is when I come back, I don't have to remake the bracha. But if it's less than a kezayis, or one did not eat the kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, right, under a 4-minute period, in general. Because if it's not under 4 minutes, 4-minute period, if it's not bechdei achilas pras, let's put it like that, then it's considered as though a person didn't eat it. Because just like by if a person doesn't eat a kezayis of food, right? Let's say I don't eat a kezayis of these pretzels bechdei achilas pras under a 4-minute period, so then I don't make an alamichi at all. So there's no, it wasn't established for an alamichi bechlal, right? So those halachas don't start to come into play. But we don't want to make it too complicated. Bottom line is, I didn't eat a kezayis. Right, I left my house. Now when I come back, I would need a new mizonos. I would need a new hamoitzi, whatever it is that I'm eating, even though it might be bread, even though it might be mizonos, cookies, cake. But that's the only way I did not eat a kezayis. Once I ate the kezayis of the bread, the cookies, the cake, or pretzels, or whatever it is I'm eating, right, b'chdei achilas pras. Now once I leave, so I establish the place, when I come back, I would not have to make the bracha rishona, the first bracha. Thank you for listening. Aslochem bracha kol tuv.